You know, that's so important what he said. It's the key to everything. Three times isn't enough. Let's play it again.
Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended. Mm-hmm.
You see, these are bullies. These are mind controllers that pick the most outrageous, insane stuff to henpeck us into submission. And when we give into that and let them do all this crazy stuff, they win. They're in charge. They're the authority. They tell you what you can hear, see, or what you can do. They tell you what you should believe. And instead you say, okay, be offended. I mean, listen, I'm not offended. I used to look like a Calvin Klein model. And then over the years, worked so hard, did so much stuff while I was stressed out that I became a disgusting fat blob. And I go up in weight and down in weight. And I'll say, I'm Jabba the Hutt. I got a pumpkin head. Ha ha, I'm a fat ass. I don't care. It's my intellect that matters. And if people call me a fat ass, I'm not offended because it's their right to say it. And I go, damn, I better do some more push-ups. I guarantee you this, I can tear your jaw off your head still. The whole point is that I am thriving and the New World Order is dying. And we need to stop being intimidated by them and say the truth, because they're bullies and they're control freaks and they're evil and they're scum. And at the top, they are pedophiles. All these people we're battling on the left, their leadership, are child raping demons. Remember, the people that attack us are pedophiles and they will pay. This is a beetle that weighs maybe 5% and is maybe 10% the weight of a big robot beetle of the same type. It's an emperor beetle, I forget the name, attacking it, and this little beetle overturns it. Scientists don't know how an ant can pick up something 20 times its weight. It's magic, folks. They're so incredible. And so I want to show you this beetle overturning Satan's AI. Then I want to show you the New World Order showing you what a supposedly a woman is. It's pretty nightmarish. And then Matt Gaetz has the answer to how to respond to all this. Here it is. That's InfoWars taking them down, bitch. And then there's this. This is Satan telling us that some disgusting old man trying to act sexy is a woman. And again, this fruitcake, I don't dislike this person, I don't hate them, but this is what they force feed us, is stuff we don't want, we don't need, to poison the well. He'll probably end up being the head of the nuclear weapons like the other guy is. Or the deputy head of the Department of Health. They want lunatics. There's only a lunatic would go along with this. So stop apologizing to them. Stop backing down. Stop letting them bully you. Like Matt Gaetz said, you go to a pro-abortion rally, it's the most ugly, disgusting people ever. Just be honest about them. No one wants to have sex with these women. Stop apologizing. That's not a woman. See what I'm talking about with Matt Gaetz right here in a moment.
Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended.
Mm-hmm. Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended.
Mm-hmm. Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, that's so important what he said. It's the key to everything. Three times isn't enough. Let's play it again.
Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended. Mm-hmm.
You see, these are bullies. These are mind controllers that pick the most outrageous, insane stuff to henpeck us into submission. And when we give into that and let them do all this crazy stuff, they win. They're in charge. They're the authority. They tell you what you can hear, see, or what you can do. They tell you what you should believe. And instead you say, okay, be offended. I mean, listen, I'm not offended. I used to look like a Calvin Klein model, and then over the years worked so hard, did so much stuff while I was stressed out that I became a disgusting fat blob. And I go up and wait and down and wait. And I'll say, I'm Jabba the Hutt. I got a pumpkin head. Ha ha, I'm a fat ass. I don't care. It's my intellect that matters. And if people call me a fat ass, I'm not offended because it's their right to say it. And I go, damn, I better do some more push-ups. I guarantee you this, I can tear your jaw off your head still. The whole point is that I am thriving and the New World Order is dying, and we need to stop being intimidated by them and say the truth, because they're bullies and they're control freaks and they're evil and they're scum. And at the top, they are pedophiles. All these people we're battling on the left, their leadership are child raping demons. Remember, the people that attack us are pedophiles and they will pay.
The globalist Great Reset, or the war for the world, is here. But humanity is not being caught flat-footed because of InfoWars and because of your support. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now more important than ever, as we reach the critical heart of the battle, that you spread the word and that you support liberty and that you warn people like you've never done before. We have come so far together. Please help keep us on the air. We're under massive attack right now, but we're going to win with your help. We're going to overcome this with your help and with God's blessing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get this book. Many, many, many years of research have gone into this. The Great Reset and the War for the World, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also signed copies available as well. We got a lot of other big projects we're working on that are about to start launching as well, but this is the cavalry, because we need the funding and you need this book, because it warns the world of the globalist plan. Get The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com.